Welcome back to Stand-Up Comedy Secrets for Beginners. I'm Ron Temple, and I'm here again with leading stand-up comedy expert Steve Roy. Steve, did you ever have any big breaks during your stand-up comedy career?
Well, you know, that's a great question. I will tell you that I don't think the breaks that I had were earth-shattering per se, but I had some significant events that happened that may fall into the big break category. I mean, a lot of people think of big breaks as they get discovered, the big TV helicopter comes in, lands on their front lawn, takes them off, and then they're rich and famous.
Didn't have it, huh?
Well, you know, but there were some significant things that happened to me, and if you go through the biographies of other entertainers, not just comedians, but everybody, more than not, they will say that there wasn't any one significant event that led to their fame and fortune or success or what have you. It was all these kind of little events that led up along the way. You know, it's like watching your kids grow. You don't just wake up one day and your kid's 6 foot tall. You know, it happens over a period of time.
And my experience with you was like the uncle that lives out of town that comes in every year or so and sees the kids have grown. Because that's what I saw with you. It looked like you just went from zero to funny. And we've had that conversation, but zero to funny. And then to find out that you actually were struggling at first really, really was a surprise to me.
Well, again, I did have some significant things that happened during my stand-up comedy adventure. And the very first thing people should already know about this if they've checked out the first episode, the first big break that I got was winning that comedy competition at Camp Pendleton for military members. Which led me to, well, it gave me a 10-minute spot at the improv. Well, that was a big deal, man, because I went in there and not only did I nail it during my performance, which I believe you were there during that thing.
I was.
I managed to put 60 or 70 butts in the seats from passing out tickets, letting people know that I was there. Now, keep in mind, you know, I was in the military. There wasn't a lot of military people doing stand-up comedy. None that I can remember during my time. So it was a real novelty thing to have some guy that's on active duty and he's a chief and he's at the improv. I mean, you know, there was kind of this, you know, wow, I got to see what the deal is. Well, that one performance led to a monthly performance there, and not as an opening act, but as a special guest feature act for the next 8 or 9 months until they closed. So that was a pretty big deal, man.
And that's what I said. I was there. I got to see many of those performances, and mainly because you did give us free tickets.
Well,
which was nice.
Working at the improv, being able to work at the improv the way I did, led to other performances that got me into the comedy night out at Oceanside when it was alive. And going into the comedy night got me into Checkers, which was their offshoot comedy club downtown in San Diego. Do you see how this rolls?
I do. And then in between, I mean, there was a big period of time that you were doing a lot at the Comedy Store in La Jolla, too.
Well, right? that actually happened later. I couldn't really get much time at La Jolla. Not at the beginning. Now, I worked my way into a situation where I was performing every month in La Jolla as a headlining act.
And that's what I was remembering, yeah, because it was headliner stuff when you were in La Jolla.
Yeah, so, but as far as big breaks go, winning that stand-up comedy competition was huge for me. The second most significant break that I can think of happened kind of by accident, and I'm going to tell you this story. This is going to blow you away.
This concludes this episode sample. For full access, register now at comedyuniversity.com.